Chapter 7, Mishnah 7. Kishem Shamru. Now this Mishnah, says the Kati, is going to carry on listing rulings where the claimant takes an oath and receives their due. Because you'll see now, it's, you know, now we're going to start going off like on a little bit of a tangent. But in all of these cases, there's still an oath that's taken to claim the due. So Kishem Shamru, just as they said, following on, Hapogemis Kusuvasa Lotipara Ela Bishwa, that a woman who impairs her kusuba cannot receive payment except by an oath. What does that mean? A woman who impairs a kusub is a woman who admits, she admits that she's already collected a part of it. She already received some of her kusuba, and now she's claiming the rest of it. And her husband says, no, I paid you the whole thing. So because she's already admitted to being paid half of it, to collect the balance, she must take an oath. The Ede Chad Me'ida Shi Pura Loti Para Ela Bishwa. Another case is where she claims that she hasn't been paid her kusuba, and there's one witness, only one witness, that she has been paid her kusuba. If there were two witnesses, that's it. She came right, she's out, and she wouldn't be able to collect it. But here there's one witness. To overcome the one witness, she takes an oath, she claims her kusuba. Minachasim Mishubadim. Or if she claims a kusuba payment from property which has been, got a mortgage on it, means that the property has already been sold to someone else. So her kusuba would like override that. She would, you know, the sale. It would override the sale agreement. She's the first claimant. But again, she would have to take an oath to get it back from the person that's already been sold to. Or if she wanted to get it back from orphan's property, which means that her husband bequeathed the property to orphans before he died. Now she wants her kusuba payment because he's died, so she goes and she wants to get it back from the orphans. So again, she would have to go and take an oath that she, Lord Tipari Elabushva, she would have taken an oath to get it back. Vanifaraz Shiloh Bafanav, another case where she claims the kusuba payment and her husband's not there. Says the Kati, for example, he's gone on a long journey and she comes to court and she wants to claim the kusuba, but he's not there to defend whether he's paid or he's not paid. Lo Tipari Ela Bishwa, she can only claim it with an oath. Vechena Yesomim, changing Takna, also orphans. And says the Kadi, what does it mean, orphans? It means that it's talking about where one group of orphans is seeking to extract payment from another group of orphans. And the orphans requested to pay their father's debt, so they don't know if it was paid or not. Right? So a group of orphans A is collecting from group of orphans B, and group of orphans B say, we don't know if our father's paid back this debt or not. We don't know what the case is. Lo yipare ela bishwa, they do not get payment without an oath. And shfur shelo pikdano abba, and the oath that they would take is as follows. They would say, we swear that our father did not instruct us, velo ama lanu abba, and our father he didn't tell us anything about this debt, v'shelo matzinu bain shtar esav shel abba, and we didn't find in our father's documents, she shtar ze parua, that this debt has been paid. In other words, the orphans claiming have to say, our father never told us it was paid back. He never instructed us anything that it was paid back. We never found any, there's no receipt of it having been paid in all of his documents. So they would have to take an oath along those lines. And if they do, then they can claim from the other orphans payment of the debt. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika Amar, he says, Afilu noilada ben la'achar misa sa'av. Even if a son was born after his father's death, Harezin Nishba Venoitel. He could take such an oath and he could claim back payment. And obviously the curveball there is he was only born after his father's death, so he wouldn't know what his father told him. But the oath he could take is that there's no document. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Im Yesh Edim, if there are Edim, She Amara Av Bishyas Misaso, that at the time of the father's death, who said the bull shtar ze eino para, that the bull is not paid, who noitel shelo bishwa, he receives it without taking an oath. There are witnesses at the time of the death that the bull wasn't paid, that the father said this bull's not paid, says Rabban Gamliel, he can take it, the orphans can collect in that case without an oath. The first opinion would actually disagree with that. They would say even if there are witnesses, the orphans still have to take an oath. Why? Because says we worry that the father was just like impressed, he wanted to impress the people around him. So he said, no, I paid my debt, you know. In other words, according to the first opinion, we don't believe the father so much.